Hey guys, I'm Drew.
I'm Farah.
And we are HBC Global Online Pastors.
We're so glad that you joined us for today's message. We hope that it encourages you, builds your faith, and just makes your life better.
Now watch this message, and we'll be right back.
If you have your Bibles today, I want you to turn with me to the book of John, the 11th chapter. And I'm going to be reading to start with. I've got lots of scripture, but I'm going to start with John 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? It's Easter, everybody. And because of that, today we're reminded of the ultimate sacrifice made by Jesus Christ for our sins and the hope and the new life that his resurrection gives us. Easter's a time of reflection. Easter's a time of renewal. Easter is a time of rejoicing in the victory that Jesus won for us. Amen? When we read the story of Easter, we find a powerful message of perseverance. We find a powerful message of faith. We find a powerful message of the fulfillment of God's promises. And just like Jesus faced trials and suffering, and the death on the cross, he also experienced the glory and the resurrection and the triumphant power over sin and death. And I'm thankful for that today. Quite simply, the Easter story is a story that serves as a reminder that God is faithful. Somebody say with me, God is faithful. And his plans for us are greater than we can imagine. In our own lives, we face challenges. In our own lives, we face setbacks. We face disappointments that make us want to give up on our dreams. We sometimes feel like our goals are out of reach. We feel like our efforts are all in vain. Our faith starts to waver. But the Easter story teaches us to never give up. The Easter story teaches us to hold on to our faith, to trust God's perfect timing and purpose. Because just like Jesus emerged from the grave on Easter morning, victorious and full of life, I believe and proclaim over your life that we also have the promise that we can experience new beginnings, we can walk in renewed strength, and we can witness in the fulfillment of our dreams what he has placed in our heart and what we place in his trust. No matter how impossible our dreams may seem today, I got good news for you straight out of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse. Now unto you that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and or think, according to the power that worketh in us. On this Easter morning, see, in the book of Job, it says that we can decree a thing on the earth and it will be established. So I decree and declare that we, the church community of High Praises Church, both locally and globally, we'll remind ourselves that the God that we serve is a God of the impossible. The God that we serve is the God of the resurrection power. The God that we serve is the God who can bring beauty out of ashes. So hold on to your dream. If it's a dream of a godly relationship, hold on to your dream. If it's a dream of your loved one that is out there acting like they don't even have never heard the name of God and you are believing that they will find a relationship with Jesus, hold on to your dream. If it's a dream that your body will be healed of a deadly disease, hold on to your dream. If it's a dream of owning your own home, if it's a dream of owning your own business, if it's a dream of being debt-free, keep dreaming. These are all, the things that I listed are all things that are God's will for your life. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So today your dream might look dead, but I encourage you to continue to pray. Continue to work hard, because guess what? Your dreams don't work unless you do. And trust in the Lord's promises. May we never give up on our dreams, but instead press in with faith and perseverance, knowing that God, that with God, all things are possible. And as we celebrate Easter today, may we be inspired by the hope, by the love, and by the victory that Jesus Christ's resurrection brings, to be encouraged to keep believing, keep dreaming, keep trusting in the one that makes all things possible, and never give up on your dream. Somebody say that with me. Never give up on your dream. Look at somebody beside of you and say, never give up on your dream. Because God is always faithful to fulfill His plans for your life. I don't know. I can't imagine what Mary, the mother of Jesus, must have been feeling when her son, she saw her son say, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And then the word says that he hung his head and he died. Can you imagine the devastation? I can't even imagine that her breath must have been yanked out of her lungs for the moment that her son, that was so miraculously placed in her womb for no reason other than the love that he has for the God in heaven that he is from, he was taken away from her in just a moment. And she mourned and she grieved. But you know what she did? When she walked back into that garden that next couple, 3 days after that, and she figured out that God had raised her son from the dead, she realized that her dream was not dead any longer. I'm telling you right now, this world has a way of beating us down and making us feel like we'll never accomplish debt freedom. We'll never accomplish all the things that we talk about at High Praises Church. But I'm here to decree and declare today that all things are possible to those that believe, walk in faith, and dream. Look at somebody and tell them, never give up on your dream. Never give up on your dream, because God can bring life to dead situations. Ezekiel 37:5-6 says, thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will make breath enter you, so that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and I will put breath in you so that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. Just like God brought life to dry bones in a valley in Ezekiel's vision, He has the power to breathe life into your seemingly dead dreams and hopes. But you got to trust in God's word. You got to trust in His timing. And you got to trust in His ability to bring new life to any situation. Touch your neighbor and tell him, never give up on your dream. Never give up on your dream, because to experience resurrection, you must first experience death. Ooh, I've been through some dead times, y'all. I've been through some loss. I've been through some stuff, and I know you have as well, but I'm here to tell every person that has lost your relationship that God has a relationship for you if you want that. I'm here to tell you, if you had the job of your what seemingly thought dreams and you've lost that dream, look up. God has a job better than that. Evidently, you just need to dream a little higher. John 12:24, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, just one grain, never more. But if it dies, It produces much grain and yields a harvest. For Jesus to be resurrected, he first had to die. Just like the seed must die in order to produce new life, sometimes our dreams and hopes may need to go through a period of dormancy or even apparent failure before they can bear fruit, because we have to trust the process and have faith that God, not you, not daddy's money, not mama's money, not auntie's money, not your money, but God is working behind the scenes to bring about resurrection and new beginnings. Touch your neighbor one more time and tell him, never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your dream, because God's timing is perfect. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there is a season, a time appointed for everything, and a time for every delight, an event or purpose under heaven. If there's one thing that 54-year-old could tell 20-year-old Jackie Midkiff, I would say, chill out. I seen a reel on one of the platforms the other day, and it was talking about this guy was doing a podcast, and he said, people that are go-getters, people that are movers and shakers, people that make things happen are rarely satisfied when they do achieve their goal. Because we're always looking for something else. We're always looking for better. Listen, don't stop dreaming. Man, I wished I could sing like Steve Perry in Journey right now. Don't stop believing. Just imagine him singing. But don't stop believing. Even if it feels like things have gotten to a halt, don't stop believing. If you've done everything you can do and you're not seeing the business take off, or you're not seeing the ministry take off, or you're not seeing this or whatever, even if it took off and then you see it landing again, don't stop believing. If it's a God-given dream, then if it's God's deal, it's His bill. Don't stop. Trust in God's perfect time, and even when things seem bleak and stagnant, I decree and declare over you today, over us today, just as winter gives way to spring, your season of waiting or being dormant will give way to the season of growth and renewal. I speak that over you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I will not give up on my dream. Never give up on your dream, because as Christians, we can walk in faith and hope. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. I'm going to say that again. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. As we hold on to our hopes and our dreams, let's walk in faith and confidence, trusting in God's promises and His faithfulness. Even when circumstances seem discouraging, remember that our hope is in the Lord, who is able. Somebody say, God is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. Philippians 3 verses 7 through 11 says, but whatever former things were gains to me, as I thought then, these things, once regarded as advancements in merit, I have come to consider as loss, absolutely worthless, for the sake of Christ and the purpose which He has given my life. But more than that, I count everything as lost compared to the priceless privilege and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and of growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with Him, a joy unequaled. For His sake, I have lost everything, and I consider it all garbage, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in Him, believing and relying on Him, not having any righteousness of my own derived from my obedience to the law and the rituals, But possessing that genuine righteousness, which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, and this so that I may know Him I'm trying to say that word, y'all. We'll go with intimately. That ain't what it says, but we'll go with Tim. We'll just pick a word. Becoming more thoroughly acquainted with Him. If you can't be real, you can't be. Understanding the remarkable wonders of His person more completely. And in that same way, experience the power of His resurrection, which overflows and is active in believers, that I may share the fellowship of His sufferings by being continually conformed inwardly into His likeness, even to His death, dying as He did, so that I may attain the righteous or the resurrection that will raise me from the dead. Someone say, never give up on your dreams. I want to finish with this poem that I wrote. In this season of Easter's grace, I lift my eyes to seek God's face. I will dream big without thought of seeming odd, because the one I serve is the Almighty God. With hope as bright as the morning sun, I trust in Him, the Holy One. His love excites me and I could dance a jig, but inside He's empowering me so that I can dream big. Through valleys low and mountains high, His presence is with me and that will never die. I walk in faith, though the path may be hard. He is my strength, He is my shield, and He is my guard. So, on this Easter, you can be sure I will dream big and believe for much more. And if you tell me you doubt, I'll just give you a nod. But I'll keep dreaming big because I serve a big God.
That was such a good word, and we really do hope that it made your life better. Why don't you share it with a friend so it can encourage them too?
Yes, and living a life with Jesus is so easy. The Bible says all you do is say with your mouth that you believe that Jesus is your Savior. You believe that in your heart, and you shall be saved. So I encourage you, say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I believe You are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. It's that easy, and welcome to the family.
Now we want to connect with you on our socials and on our website. You'll find more ways that you can partner with us.
Thank you for joining us. And now go out and dream big.
Because we serve a big God.